And good evening and welcome to 70 times, 7 times 70. Boy, that comes from the scriptures, talks about 70 times 7. Didn't want to copy that too close, but so welcome here to the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. Oh, it's been a beautiful day here, this 27th day of September. Hard to believe, mentioned it last night, that how September, I don't even know where July and August went. All of a sudden it became September, but praise the Lord. Beautiful day here. Didn't have any rain. Started out pretty cool this morning and had sunshine most of the day, a good wind, and having smoke from the fires. Oh, just a beautiful day, though. Beautiful day. Hope that you've had a blessed day as well. Going to have the phone lines open tonight. Have a few things to talk about. Some great scriptures in our Bible reading plan today. Just going through the reading the Bible this morning, what an encouragement it was to me. Hope it is to you as well. Have some current events to talk about. Just the battle, good versus evil, continues on. Truth versus lies. We see it. We are living it. We are. We read about these things in the scriptures from thousands of years ago. It's exciting to be living in these times today and seeing these things happen. And so praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go to our Heavenly Father, open in prayer. And like I said, we'll have the phone lines open and we'll kind of go from there. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for a beautiful day today. Father, not only here, but Lord, a beautiful day out further out west, up north, down south, back east, Lord. Thank you. The floodwaters are receding in the Carolinas, Lord. That water's headed back to the ocean. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your protection upon them. Father, lots of homes burned up in Wyoming, Lord. Thank you that they've got a handle on that fire now, Lord, and a handle on the ones just south of us, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy, Lord, the protection that you have put upon these firefighters and pilots and dozer operators, Lord, in fighting these fires, Lord. Thank you for your protection, Lord, on our policemen that are out there doing their best, Lord, to keep us safe, to get the lawless off the street, Lord, because it is a lawless time. Father, thank you for those that continue on, Lord, that are out of the limelight, that, Lord, just got up this morning and put one foot in front of the other and just prayed to you and continued on, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the remnant that does that very thing, Lord. And thank you for them, that those that tune in to us, Lord, and those that support us here, that we are able to continue to honor you and to continue to be about the Father's business, Lord, in sharing the gospel and broadcasting the gospel message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to do that. Thank you. Guide and direct me tonight, Lord, I pray. I ask for your Holy Spirit. I say, Holy Spirit, come. You are welcome here. I claim your word that this very hour you'll give me the words to say, Lord, the words that some of your people, even one of your people, need to hear, Lord. And I thank you for that. I thank you for that, Lord. Guide and direct me. Lord, be with your remnant as this day draws to a close, Lord, here in just a few hours. Strengthen them, encourage them, Lord. Let them look back on this day and see the mercy and the goodness and praise you, Lord, for a God-filled day and a Holy Spirit-led day, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Guide and direct us. Father, we pray for safety and travel. There are many out there traveling, Lord. I pray your angels to be about all of yours that are traveling, Lord, up on the highways and flying and just all about, Lord. Let your angels protect all that are yours, Lord, on the roads and in their travels, Father. And I pray all this to the glory of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. And in his name, amen. And amen. And first and foremost, folks, I'll ask, did you join us on the Wednesday night prayer meeting last night? And if you did, praise the Lord. If you didn't, praise the Lord. But I would encourage you to join us to do that. The praise reports we had, and many times they were accompanied by another prayer request. Why not? When we pray, we understand that we have a God that listens. We have the only God that listens when we pray. reading a book right now called Before Amen, and it's The Power of a Simple Prayer. And in here it talks about, I want it just a couple quotes here. It says, take your problems to Jesus. That is one of the benefits that we have as Christians, in that we can pray. We don't face the trials and tribulations that we have out there alone. We don't face looking for a job so that we can pay our bills. We don't face that alone. We don't face going to school, to college maybe for the first time. We don't face a new job. We don't face marital problems or health problems all alone. And I don't mean having a doctor with you. We have the great physician. We have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have to remember that. Sometimes we have to be reminded of that. Now, we have to do. We have to get up and do. You know, Nehemiah, when they were rebuilding the wall, you know, he prayed. If you remember that story, I don't have it. I'm in John right now in my Bible, so I didn't want to turn back to that story. But I remember, and Nehemiah prayed to the king, Artaxerxes, I think is who it was, to let him go. And you know, he let him go. 4 months it took. 4 months from the time Nehemiah prayed to the time he was able to leave. But he left with letters of recommendation. He left with money. He left with, you know, him and his people, they had the blessings of the king. And they were in captivity. And so God answered that prayer. And then when they were there to rebuild the wall, they got back to Jerusalem. The wall's destroyed. The gates are tore up. They said, hey, we're going to start rebuild. We're going to restore all we can. And they started rebuilding, but they prayed first. They prayed, and then they did. And he led the people in prayer. They prayed, Lord, guide and direct, help us do this good work. And then they did. They didn't pray and just wait. We have to have that. That's a good example we need to learn from. We definitely pray. And then sometimes we do wait, but we do while we're waiting. While we're praying, God is working, and then we have to be working too. We have to be doing our best to stay on the straight and narrow, to be doing the things, to prepare ourselves, and to be earning a living and doing, guiding and directing, and being the husband, the father, the wife, the mother, the son, the daughter, whatever that we see we are to be in the Bible. And I hope that you're doing that. And all of this ties in with the current events that we have, you know, from the continuation of pushing on vaccinations to abortion still being funded, to this Kavanaugh hearing, good versus evil, right, you know, right versus left, the lies. This applies, what I'm talking about, to each and every part of that. This our prayer and our praying to God and then doing. And we are to take our problems to Jesus. And Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Got a verse here from the Living Bible. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than we can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. See, if we realize when we come to the realization that Romans 8:28 is true, that if we love Him, He works all things for good. He does. And I don't just throw this out there. I believe that. I believe that. Now, I don't understand it all. I don't understand why things happen. But I know that if we love Him, we are called according to His purpose. If we love Him, He works all things for good. It really is as simple as that. Now, there's a whole lot more to it. There's a lot of pain and sorrow and suffering. If you did listen on the prayer meeting last night, we did 2 prayer cloths. If you're not familiar with those, you can contact us. That we'd be glad to pray over a cloth and send it to you. We don't charge for it. It's Acts 19, 11, and 12, right out of the scripture where we get it. And it says, and God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, the Apostle Paul, so that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out. Well, that happened then. We are doing our best to be obedient, to do the very same thing now. And we anointed two prayer cloths last night, and we prayed for God to be glorified, and we prayed for healing. That was our desire. Now, certainly we yield to God's will, but we let Him know our desire. We do. And we know that He works all things for good for those that love Him. We know that. We have to know that. When we believe that, then just like I read there in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, we get that peace. Does that mean that when we pray for it, that it's like us pushing a button, or you know, that God's going to either send a lightning bolt or just pour gold in our lap? No. No, that's not what it means. But it gives us that peace, that knowing that God hears our prayers, and that He, you know, 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. We need to remember to do that. We need to remember to do that. You know, there's a little saying that's been around for years, let go and let God. And there's a lot of truth to that. When we let go, it's let go of our problems, let go of our worries, our anxieties, like 1 Peter 5:7 says. And, you know, if you have to, we're a visual people. We are. We're stiff-necked, hard-headed Israelites. But if you have to, and you can do this in the privacy of your own home, I have done it, and it works. If you have to, a picture in your mind's eye, if you have a problem, whether it's a work problem or a health problem or whatever it may be, an anxiety, something that's got you fretting and worried, and you know, just picture in your mind's eye, and it's a visualization thing, it is. Hold your hands out and make like a bowl with your hands, and picture in your mind's eye this problem you might have. Maybe it's high blood pressure. Maybe it's the tone of voice that you use. Maybe it's it's a problem employee or a problem boss at work. Maybe it's that neighbor down the road that always calls, whatever it may be. Maybe it's this filth of abortion in the land that we just, we ache and we cry out against time and time again. Whatever it is, just picture putting it in your hands. And then giving it to Jesus. Jesus, You went to the cross to take this, so we don't have to have it. Our worries and our cares and our anxieties and our fears. And so, Lord, here it is in a basket. Here it is in the basket in my hands, and Lord, I'm going to give it to You, and just give it to Him. Try that. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. You don't have to call the family around or do it in church on Sunday. Between you and God, but it works. When we cast our cares upon Him, He takes them. It's what He does. No, this isn't super meat of the word. This is just some simple Christianity. It's simple things that we can do, that we need to do, so that we can have that abundant life. So we can have that abundant life that Jesus Christ came to bring us. It really is as simple as that. Well, we got the phone lines open tonight. 307-745-5913. Bible reading plan, John 1 and John 2 today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And that is Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. That's not just for Sunday morning, folks. That's for every day. It really is at every day. And John 2, and this is the only place we read about it, is the miracle that Jesus did about the wedding and turning the water into wine. And, Pastor Peter's had sang about that a little bit. He turned the water into wine. I think there was another guy sang about it too. Cash, Johnny Cash, he sang about it too. But when you read the story, there's a great, and it ties in with what I'm saying about give your cares to Jesus. You know, when you read about it, you see that they're at a wedding. Jesus, some of the disciples, Jesus' mother is there, and when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus comes back and says, "What's that got to do with us? My hour's not yet come. What's that got to do with me?" And see, Mary, when she presented this problem to Jesus, and I know it's not a big problem. Maybe if it's your wedding, you and your wife, your newlywed wife, and you ran out of wine, it might be a problem. It's real easy to look at this from the outside and say, "Well, what the heck? Let them drink water, right? Not a problem." But the custom, the culture of the day, and again, it's given to us as an example. And so Mary just says, his mom just says, whatever he says to you, do it. See, she was accustomed, I think, she was accustomed to Jesus taking care of things. That when there was a problem, and you brought the problem to him, he was a problem solver, and he still is today. And folks, I'm looking at my reflection in the mirror, and I'm talking to myself as much as I am sharing this and having fellowship with you. Because I need to be reminded of this as well. And so, Mary brings a problem, the problem to Jesus. She doesn't tell him how to fix it. She doesn't tell him what to do. She doesn't have to give a whole lot of background about, the grape harvest or this or that. It's just, they have no wine. Maybe she wanted a glass of wine. I don't know. And then she says to the servants, whatever he says to do, do it. Oh, what a lesson that is today. What a lesson that is today. How about when he tells us to forgive? He says, forgive. How many times? How many times do I forgive? Lord, 7 times. I'll forgive my brother 7 times. And Jesus said, I didn't tell you to forgive 7 times, but 70 times 7. How about just do what he says do? You'd be surprised at the difference in your life. And we have not because we ask not because we don't do what he says do. So Jesus goes and just makes wine. You know, there's some pots over there full of water, and he says, hey, pour them over here. And there was wine. His mom said there's no wine. He made wine. It says, the beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Now, again, in the grand scheme of things, it is a miracle. And he did many more. But this has just been on my mind lately, the last few weeks, that we have a great lesson here. You have a problem, take it to Jesus. You don't have to tell him how to fix it. Now, he may just fix it. He may tell you, we had a letter, and we had a man call in last night as well, but on a couple of different supplements. But I had a letter. I've got it. We're working on newsletter, our Dragon Slayer newsletter, Volume 7. We're working on it. Got it about 2/3 of the way done. Just have a couple little things to finish up with it, and then we'll get it down to our print shop, and I'll get down there and start printing it. But from the mailbag, letter from the editor, a man wrote in, and he said, "Hey, praise report." He said, "I been having internal problems, digestion problems." And he said he prayed, and he asked us to pray, and he said the word he got was to take some probiotics, and we have probiotics for sale available. And he took the probiotics, said he got all better. Said he felt better the next day, and has been better since. And so certainly he praises God. We take no credit for that. But that was what God led him to do. And last night on the prayer meeting, we had a very similar call. A man that had been praying, that had been fatigued, walking with a cane, needed to be out cutting firewood and has work to do. It's fall. Everybody's got to be getting ready for winter. We got to be thinking about winter time, and that's what people are doing. We're getting ready. And he said he prayed, and he said the word he got was take some of that D3, take some of that D3, and he took a couple before he went to bed. He said he woke up the next morning out in the woods, no cane, worked harder and got more done than he'd gotten done in quite a while. Praise the Lord. And so we don't, you know, we thank God for that, because God provides those things. You know, that's not some phenylketonuria, moly, proly, proacetototamocophen that's made in some lab. No, it's vitamins and minerals that God's provided. And many times he directs us that way. And so if we have a problem, say it's a health problem, we can pray to God for an answer. Lord, what is it? How do I fix this? What do I need to do to not have diabetes? What do I need to do to not have high blood pressure? What do I need to do to not have achy joints? And if you ask, he'll answer. Now, this doesn't mean that, you know, if you're smoking 3 packs a day, and you pray, Lord, I need to be able to breathe better. I'm going to give this to you. And you keep smoking 3 packs a day. And, you know, it doesn't work that way. So we got to use a little common sense in there. But he answers our prayers. And he, as it says in Matthew, knock and the door will be opened. Seek and you'll find. Ask and it'll be given to you. I know it's review. I know it's not, you know, juicy deals going on with Kavanaugh today and these false accusations against him. I got a little bit on that. Hopefully I'll get to that. But it's what you need to be doing and what I need to be doing to have that abundant life that Jesus Christ brought for us. Simple as that. Be like Mary. You got a problem? Just tell Jesus about it. Tell him about it. That's what we do. That's a benefit we have as Christians, as born again of the water and the Spirit. One of the benefits we have. I was reading this morning in the letters, Peter, Thessalonians, and Timothy, quite a bit through this, the warnings that were given to Timothy was one of contentment, and then another of to warnings about a different gospel. And you know, we have a different gospel put forth as Christianity today. Many people talk about Catholicism being Christianity, or this Judeo-Christianity, which dares to put something before Christ. And that truly is a different gospel. And so we have to beware of that. And we don't have to dig in and know all the nuances of these false gospels, these different gospels. We don't have to know it left and right and know that what that preacher down there, so-called preacher, talks about in this. But it should drive us to the real gospel. That's why we push the Bible reading plan so much. And the more you read it, the better it gets. The better it gets. Anyway. Well, some current events. And again, phone lines are open tonight, folks. 307-745-5913. Had an email sent to me today, and it's absolutely true. You know, Planned Parenthood still being funded. Now, whether it's something that President Trump plans on defunding or what, and it just is taking a while, I certainly understand that might be what's going on. But this... You know, there was a labor HHS education bill approved by the House Appropriations Committee back in July, but it was never brought up for a vote on the House floor, and it defunded Planned Parenthood and federal research that uses tissue from aborted babies. And it's a shame. It is a disgrace that our nation still does that. That this is what our tax dollars goes toward. And so, but the bill, the labor HHS education bill that was approved by the Senate Appropriations Committee on June 28th, permitted funding and the research. And it just, they have not defunded it. They have not. We need to pray. We do need to pray. If you feel led to call your congressman, to call your local representative and say, hey, we need to stop this murder of unborn babies in this country. We are not going to be blessed as a nation. We are not going to be blessed as a nation when our government still funds abortion. It is as simple as that. And the Republicans don't think that they're the Christians. That's not the group that they are. So are the Republicans pro-life? Well, they talk about being pro-life, but you know it's a Republican Congress, Republican White House, Republican majority in both houses of the Congress. It's time. It is time to stop this. And you see how the left is raging with this Kavanaugh, with the Kavanaugh hearings. How they just, they know that, and they fear that he is going to do away, be one of the deciding votes to do away with abortion. Because many of the people don't realize that it is Moloch worship. See, you're coming against these people's religion. And that is why they fight so hard for it. That is why they foam at the mouth and yell and scream. Because, see, they're defending their God. Small g God, burped up out of the pits of hell. But that's what it is. It is that sensuality and that the people thinking they are their own God, and they want to be their own God, deciding what's right and wrong. And it's nothing new. It is just coming up to the forefront. And the filth that continues, as long as the Republicans continue to fund Planned Parenthood, to continue to fund. See, they can't wait for the Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade. No. And you know, folks, we can't wait on the government to do that. We have got to be, and I'm not advocating taking up arms, but we have got to be praying. We've got to be doing. We have got to be educating people, letting them know just how horrible this abortion, murdering of babies, born or unborn, what does it matter? You need to add that to your prayers, folks, against this abortion. We are closer than we've been. Hopefully there is an opportunity to overturn Roe versus Wade. And I want you to see, and we've been talking about it, Brother John's been talking about it, the hatred and the rage that we are seeing from the left on regarding this, the false accusations. I mean, it's almost like they put an ad in the New York Times. If anybody has a halfway decent, or not even a halfway decent story, just if anybody wants to make an accusation against Kavanaugh, give us a call and write us a letter, and we'll just go with it. The Bible talks about, I'm in 1 Timothy. Turn 1 Timothy 5:19. The Bible talks about accusations, because we've seen accusations thrown around. Oh yeah, and they still are. There's still people out there, certain one or two out there that continue to throw accusations at us here. Oh, just how horrible and terrible it is. Oh, and if you haven't heard them yet, if you don't, well, I'm not going to tell you where to go to listen to them, if that's what you want to listen to. 1 Timothy 5:19, let's take a look. Do not receive an accusation against an elder except on the basis of two or three witnesses. How about that? And you go back to Deuteronomy 17, I think we read about the same thing. Let's flip back there. I didn't have this printed out. I just have to flip my Bible over there. Remember where Deuteronomy is? Deuteronomy 17, let's see, verse 16. Moreover, is that where I want to be? Nope. Let's see. Nope. Oh, Deuteronomy 17:6. Sorry. Put an extra teen in there. It says, on the evidence of two or three witnesses, he who is to die shall be put to death. He shall not be put to death on the evidence of one witness. And that means on the mouth. Because, see, anybody, especially in this time of filth and lies and degradation that we live in, anybody can say anything. And in this time, you know, Ephesians 6 says, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. And there are times that our brethren are like James and John, the sons of thunder. Lord, you want us to bring thunder? You want us to just fire, bring fire down on those people because they're not following you? Lord, we're ready to do it. We've done it. We'll do it again. Here we go. And Jesus says, you don't know what spirit you're of. And see, there's times that our brethren don't know what spirit they're of, especially in the days and times that we're in. We see this, don't we? We see this very thing. Now, I'm not talking about those on the Kavanaugh hearing now. I'm talking about your brethren that you've had sweet fellowship with, that maybe you've had over to your home for coffee or dinner or to spend the weekend, or you spend the weekend with them in Branson, or years with them, and then all of a sudden there's accusations up. Well, we see it. We see these false accusations thrown out at Kavanaugh. We kind of expect it from the left, from the filthy Baal worshipers. But you know, sometimes it comes from our brethren. Sometimes it does. And when it does, boy, when they accuse you of something, just get ready and dig up some dirt on them and just get ready to throw it right back at them, right? That's what we got to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's accused him of something now. Now we'll see what kind of mudslinging comes now. No. That's not what Jesus says to do. That's not what the Scriptures say to do. And if we are going to practice righteousness, then we overcome the fleshly desire to sling that mud right back and to call and tell everybody we can, oh, about this lie, and this, blah, 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 blah. But the Word tells us different. The Word tells us different. Take a look. Let's go over to Matthew. Matthew 5. I really wasn't planning on getting into this much, but just kind of the way it is. Matthew 5:25 says, make friends quickly with your opponent at law while you're with him on the way, so that your opponent may not hand you over to the judge and the judge to the officer and you be thrown in prison. Truly, I say to you, you'll not come out of there until you've paid up the last cent. And right before that, verse 23:24 says, therefore, if you're presenting your offering at the altar and there, remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there. Go first be reconciled to your brother and then come and present your offering. See, that's how we are to be. That's how we are to be. Matthew 5:11 tells us, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you. So see, Kavanaugh, we're seeing it on the news that he is being blessed. Now, whether he's a baptized Christian or not, he's still being blessed because he's being insulted and persecuted and all kinds of evil. And it is because of Christ, because It is part of that fight of good versus evil. It is part of the truth that is trying to come out versus the lies that are being yelled and screamed at. And you know, Remnant, if you believe the lies that are being cast on Kavanaugh, well, shame on you, because it's not coming at the mouth of two or three witnesses. And Remnant, if you're tuning in to some of those out there that are spreading lies and gossip about us here at Scriptures for America, and you're believing and accepting that, then shame on you. It's a sin to accept an accusation, except at the mouth of two or three witnesses. And so if you're tuning in for maybe some juicy gossip or to get the latest, shame on you. You're not practicing righteousness. You're not being biblical if that's what you're doing. Matthew 5, it's the Beatitudes. Matthew 5:11, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Praise God. Praise God. If we go over to Psalms. Heck, I've got some more current events. I don't know if I want to get to them or not. Phone lines are still open, folks. 307-745-5913. Psalm 15. I do have that written down. Let's take a look at there. Psalm 15, see what we have there. If I can get over there. Boy, these pages stick together. Psalm 15. We'll just start from the very beginning. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? I want to know that, folks. I don't know about you, because I want to abide in him, in his tent, and I want to dwell on his holy hill. I want to be associated with him, and it tells me how to do that right here. It says, he who walks with integrity and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He does not slander with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend. How about that? He does not slander with his tongue. So, if you want to abide in the tent of the Lord, if you want to dwell on the Lord's holy hill, if you want to abide in him and have him abide in you, we have to walk with integrity. We have to do the works of righteousness and speak truth, and not slander. And if you've been slandering or believing lies, well, just stop. Repent and change and don't do it anymore. It's as simple as that. It's true like that with any sin. If you're convicted, stop. And just don't do it anymore. And repent. And our Heavenly Father will forgive you. Psalms 35, let's flip over there. Psalms 35, verse 19 and 20, it says, do not let those who are wrongfully my enemies rejoice over me, nor let those who hate me without cause wink maliciously. And there was a tweet there, John brought that out. We had a little prayer against that last night on the prayer meeting too, about how the enemies of God, the enemies of Kavanaugh, how they know that it's just a show, just to destroy this man and to wreak havoc on his life, and for people to come up and they wink about it. They wink. How about this? Yeah, we're very concerned here. And they wink, 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 and laugh. And people are threatening to kill his children. Nor let those who hate me without cause wink maliciously, for they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land. They opened their mouth wide against me. They said, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. Yeah, we had that little gossip mill running several years ago with the pastor. Had one little wet behind the ears, couldn't even spell Jesus. I seen it. I seen it. So these persecutions and accusations and lies are nothing new. Nothing new. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, let's see. How about some more current events? How about some more current events? You know, there's saw a report today. This is sure a result of sin in the land. Number of newborns born with syphilis. That's a venereal disease, isn't it? With syphilis. Doubles in 4 years. Number of newborns born with syphilis. And they... normally, they screened for that. And it's jumped 153%, which is a congenital syphilis, meaning it passes from the mother to the child, to the baby, jumped 153% in the last 4 years. Syphilis cases carry high risk of miscarriage, newborn death, and lifelong health issues. Sin, folks. You like that sin in the land? Proud to be an American. Hey, we got more syphilis than we'd had 4 years ago. Yay! Let's make abortion more available. We have to do, folks. We have to be praying. We have to get our voice out, our voice of reason. The scripture says, study to show yourself approved. And that is part of the doing that we are to do. If you'd like any of the reports, any of the things that you hear us talk about here or on Jason's program on Tuesday night or on the Wednesday night prayer meeting or even on Coffee with the Wranglers or even from church on Sunday, if you'd like any of that, whether it's news reports we read or research we've done or whatever, if it's not in the newsletter, if you'd like it you know, to be able to pass out, contact us. We'll make copies. We'll do that and send it out. We do that all the time. Had a man today call and say, hey, I need 10 more Roots DVDs. I passed them out. I don't have any more Roots DVDs that show the migrations and where, who formed America. And if you want that, contact us. We'll get it to you. We have several people. We'll go through news reports and things like that, and they'll say, hey, I'd like some information on that. We had a brother that put together a little flyer, just a little single page, business card size, as well as a little bigger, and just says, America, stop killing babies in abortion. And he sent us a couple hundred of them. We cut them, and we've got them. We sent them out with orders. They're like a little business card. Get the word out. That's what we have to do. It's part of the Great Commission, not only telling people of the good news of the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we are to be doing that. As Christians, we are to be living that and taking every opportunity we can to share with others that good news. But folks, we gotta be watchmen on the wall. That was the Sunday sermon this past Sunday by Colonel Jack Moore back in the 80s. And him talking about having to be the watchman on the wall, and that's what we are to do. What a blessing that God has opened our eyes to these issues in the land. What a blessing that we came under the tutelage of Pastor Peters, who had his cowboy and plain talk, plain English way of getting across to us stiff, red-necked Israelites the truth of the gospel. And the truth of the battle that we're in today. Praise God, what a blessing that is. But see, that blessing doesn't stop with us. We have to pass it on. We have to take that principle that we find in 2 Corinthians 1. Flip over there. Looking at time, we still have some time. No phone calls tonight, so I'm going to keep talking about this. 2 Corinthians 1, and I've mentioned it before because it sure hits home. Praise God, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And see that, you know, we have to share the truth. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all truth, who gives us truth to understand and to see how things really are, so that we can share that truth with others. It could read, who blesses us with goodness and mercy, with health. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's with the ability to speak. Maybe it's with the ability to write. Maybe it's with the ability to just pass stuff out. But if we're blessed with this, we have to share that. We have to not hold it, not be like the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea has rivers flow into it. Nothing flows out. And it's called the Dead Sea. Don't be like the Dead Sea. We have to be like the rivers and the seas and the oceans that when this goodness comes into us, when we see, when we understand, when we have truths, we have to share that with others. Now, certainly with love, with a little grain of salt, so it's palatable, right? So people can take it and digest it. And it might have started out with a little milk at first. And then we might move on. But we plant seeds. We share the good news, but we also share these warnings. We need to remind people the horrors of abortion, that it is Baal worship. It is Molech worship from days of old. Do not be afraid to stand up for the truth. Do not be afraid to be bold, not arrogant, but bold in our proclaiming these truths that we're given. Well, we are about out of time. There's been a little bit in the news lately about vaccinations. I mentioned that earlier. Vaccination and religious exemptions. I have a couple of reports about that that we got off the internet. But if you'd like them, I know we've helped people in different states, work around with religious exemptions and work around vaccination requirements. We, of course, have the booklet, Warning Vaccinations Are Dangerous, by Pastor Peters. It includes a proclamation on vaccinations. And then we also have a little flyer that just talks about, can any vaccine be safe? Any vaccine. And so a ton of information. Again, if you'd like that, if you're having issues with that, or would just like to be a little better educated about the dangers of vaccines, And it continues on. You know, there's exemptions you can have to and still attend college and still work in hospitals and things like that. And so if we can help you with that, we'd be glad to do that. Some of us have been kind of through some of those things. And if we don't have an answer for you, hey, we'll do our best to help you find one. And so if we can help you with things like that, by all means, let us know. Let us know. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. Again, thank all of you that support us. And Remnant, know that we pray for you every day. And may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless those of you that are His, bless you and keep you, make His face and countenance shine upon you, and be gracious to you. All those that know Him, in Jesus' name, amen. Look forward to these dry bones. Have this song, Dry Bones, come alive. I love the words to it, because the Bible in Ezekiel says those dry bones are the house of Israel. See this. See that it is the house of Israel in this new JERUSALEM, I'll add. And Lord, we pray for those dry bones to come alive. Hey, we'll see you Saturday.
as we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked. One by one, the enemy is whisper lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. Breath of God now.